Shavuot Tov. We are in Perek Beis and Hilchos Arachin v'Charamin. And again, we're talking about specifically Arachin right now, which deals with pledges that are made of a of a person, the value of a person towards the Beis Hamikdash. The Rambam continues with some of the specific halachas. In halacha Aleph, he says, "Omer erech yadai or erech enai or raglai alai, osh amar erech yadzeh or eno alai lo amar klon." So if a person says, I'm pledging the erech of, let's say, my hand, that he hasn't said anything. Well, you'll see why in a second why that's the case. Erech libi o kvedi alai, or erech libo shaponi o kvedo alai, nosin erech kulo. Let's say he says, I'm making a pledge of my heart or of my liver, then he has to give the complete erech amount of whatever his age is. V'chein kol aver, here's the key point. Any limb, she'im yinato min ha'chayamos, that if it was removed, you would die. So the key thing is like this. You can live without your hand. So if you do if you make an erechin of your hands, so then there's no erech to speak of because you can live without it. But if you make an erech of your heart, okay, as an example, the value of your heart, well, that's synonymous with you because you can't live without your heart. And therefore, you'd have to give the entire value of the erech. Halacha base. Now, amar chatzi erechi alai, nosin chatzi erko. Here's where it's different. If someone says, I'm pledging half of my value, he gives half. Let's say he says, I'm pledging half of me, okay, not half of my, what do you call it, of my erech, which is my value, but literally or physically half of me. Well, then he has to give an entire erech because obviously you can't live without your entirety. Half of you would make you die. Now remember, now this is talking about the worth. So I am pledging the worth of my hand, then shaman oso kamahu shava biyad, the kamahu shava biloyad, and those in the hakas. Now here, damim's different. If you're pledging the value of the hand, not an erech, but the value of the hand, well then what we do is we basically look in the back pages of the commodity section and we determine the difference in value between you having your hand, let's say, and you without your hand. Whatever that difference is, you get to the base of mikdash. Ketsa. How would this work? Imnim karhu kulo yeshava chamishim. So if he sold himself whole, that's 50 shekels. Then yimachar chutz miyado, shetishar yado zulabalav, lo yilokeach baklum, shabar bayim. But let's say basically the value of selling me without the hand comes out to 40. Nimsezeh yishayv v'shalom hekdesh asara. So therefore I'm chayv to give 10 to the Beit HaMikdash, v'chein kol kiyotzeh b'zeh. Lachadal, ha'omer, demei roshi o kvodi alai, o demei roshi o shaltoni alai, libo kvedo alai, those are demei kula. Now, if someone pledges the value of his head, not the erech, but the value, okay, the worth, then, again, since these are things you can't live without of, he has to, without them, he has to give the entire a value of what his worth is. So Tobi says, I'm pledging the worth of half of myself. He has to give everything. But he says, if he says, I'm pledging half of my value, then he only has to pay half of that worth. However, mishkali alai, o mishkal ploni alai, nosim mishkala. Okay, so let's say he says, I pledge my weight, okay, or the weight of Reuven. Then he has to pay his weight. Im kesef kesef, im zav zav. So he'd have to actually pay out, okay. Let's say he said, I'm paying my weight in silver. He has to pay his weight in silver or gold. Amar mishkal yadai or raglai alai. Let's say he says, I'll pay the weight of my arm. Ron kamahi ru'uya lishkal. So then we determine what it called, the amount of money that he's supposed to give. The nosen mamon shapirish, and he gives the amount that he specified. Ad heichan hi hayad le'inenzeh. So for instance, if he says the weight of my arm, well, what does that mean? That means ad ha'atzel, okay? So basically it's until the elbow. The regel, if he says my leg, ad arkova, which is the knee. Lefisha minadarim holchanach ha'losha minayata. Because when we say leg, generally we mean by leg from the knee down. So that's what it would mean if he made such a neder. Halacha vav. Ha'omer komasi alai kesev ozav. Let's say he says, I pledge my height in silver. Nosin sharbit, he has to give like a scepter, shenu nikfaf mali komaso, that basically is not bent over and is his height, the min shapirish, from meat out of whatever he says. If he says, I pledge my height in silver, he has to give a scepter made out of silver of my height. Amar mali komasi, he says, the extent of my height alai. Nosin afilu sharvish nikvaf min shapirish. You could even give a, what do you call it, a scepter that is subject to being bent from the metal that he specified in his shvua, in his neder. Halacha zayin. Homer mishkali alai. Let's say he says, I pledge my weight. Lo perish pirish meizim min. It doesn't say what he's going to pay that with. Okay, he just says, I pledge my weight. Im haya yasher asher bin yoser. Let's say he's very wealthy. Viniskaven matana meruba. And his intention was to, obviously, to give a huge chunk of change to the base of Mikdash. Nosem mishkalozah. We, therefore, he has to pay out his weight in gold. The wadin, so too the halacha is, v'omer mishkal yadi or ragli or kumasi. So too if he says the weight of my hands. V'lo pirish ve'ezem min. He never says the actual min that he's pledging. If he's wealthy, nosin zav. Okay, he has to give gold. Vim edem muflag bashiros. Let's say he's not very wealthy. Nosin mishkalo. Then he only have to give his weight. O mishkal yado. Midvarim should darken li shakal ba'oso makam afilu peros. He would use the standard that normally would be used for weight. They can even give fruits. Okay. V'chein nosin sharbet malei kumaso afilu sha'itz. And if he's not excessively wealthy, and he didn't specify, let's say he made the damim or the erechin on his height, so he would give a sharbet, unless he's not rich, he'd give a sharbet of whatever is commonly used, which in this case would be, let's say, wood. Everything goes based on how much money he has and his das. Yes, so arms do have different values. We'll get to that when we get to achol, though. But basically, you would have to be specific. You have to say my hands, okay? So let's say you're right. As a dentist, my hand would have more value. That's 100% correct. There would definitely be a greater difference in value, assuming I'm a decent dentist. Okay, halacha ches. Ha'omer, let's say a guy says, omdi alai, yeshivasi alai. Let's say a guy says, I pledge my standing up, or I pledge my sitting down. Omakum yeshivasi alai, or the place where I sit, or rachve alai, or my thickness, right? Ave alai, or my width, my... hey kefe alai, call elu suffik mevel yamano. All these are a suffik, and therefore he has to bring basically whatever he can afford. Ach yomer lo kach nikaskavanti, until he says, I didn't actually mean that. Right. So again, the monetary amount he brings for these cases is kind of enough for, until the point he would say, I never meant to bring more than this amount. Then Mace, if he dies, yitnua yorshim pachos shavloshonos. Then his yorshim, the people inherit, would have to give, they're chai to give the minimum amount that terminology would be referencing. Halacha tes. Ha'omer harei alai matbea kesef. Let's say he says, I pledge a silver coin. Lo yifchos medinar kesef. Then he can't give less than a silver coin. Matbea nechoshes, if it's a brass coin, lo yifchos mima'a kesef. He can't give less than a silver mea. Harei alai barzel, if he says, I pledge iron, lo yifchos ma'ama a'ama l'kala orev, she'am mala begag ha'echa k'moshish bar ben kombo. So he can't give less than there was a little knife made out of iron that was on top of the base of Mikdash, similar to what we use for pigeons today. Like these little blades of iron that they put on top to basically stop the birds from landing on the base of Mikdash. Okay. That's what you would have to, that's what you'd have to give the equivalent of. Halacha yud. Ha'omer harei alai kesef ozav. Let's say a guy says, I pledge silver. Lo hiskir matbea. And he doesn't actually tell you what specific currency. Like, for instance, he didn't say a silver coin. He just said silver. Yavi lashon shel kesef al shozav. Right? What does he have to do? He has to give a chunk of silver or gold. Yeh mishkala ad shemer lo l'kach niskavanti. He has to give the amount that when it gets evaluated, he would say, this is the amount I would give and nothing more than this. V'chein yipirish ha-mishkal v'shachach. Let's say he explicitly said, this is the amount of gold I'm going to give, for example. But he forgot, kama pirish. He forgot how much he said. Yavi ach yomar lolukachnis kamanti. He'd give until the point that we would say, I would never have given past this amount. Echad omer demei alai o demei ploni alai. Now when a person says, I'm pledging my worth, o ha omer harei alai mana o chamishim o kesem azav. Or when a person says, I'm pledging a mana or 50 or silver gold, hakolahin anikraim chayave damim. These are called obligations of money. The hadamim va'erachim, right? Both the damim, that kind of pledge, and the erachim type, the bedek abayis kumshmander. They're all there for upkeep of the base hamikdash. Okay, the Rambam switches now a little bit to get into the location of where these funds went to. Halachi beis shtei lishkos hayu b'mikdash. So there were two rooms that were set aside for funds in the base hamikdash. Ech achas lishkos hasha'im, v'achas lishkos hakelim. The first one literally was a room set aside for gifts given in a secretive way. And the second was a room set aside for vessels. Okay. Lishchas chashayim. So the room that was set aside for secret gifts. Yirei chet nosan sokan b'chashay. So people who are God-fearing, okay, would give anonymously money into that room. V'aniyim b'nei tovim, and the good poor people, misparsin imena b'chashay. They would, again, anonymously take money from that lishka to support themselves. Lishkas ha-kelim, that lishka, which is for the kelim, kol mi shehis nadev kli, anyone who promised a kli to the base of Mikdash and it's time to donate it, zorko l'socha, they would put it in there, v'achas ha-shoshim yom, and every 30 days, ha-gizbarim poskonosa, the accountants, the people taking care of the temple, would open up those doors, kol kli shenimsa bo tzorach lebedek abayis, manicha noso. So any kli that was required for the upkeep of the temple, they would take. V'asharnim karn, anything left over, they would sell. U'demand noful lishchas bedek abayis. And the money they'd make of selling the extra kelim, they would reinvest back into upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Finally, lecha yugimel, hotzichu l'kachem mizbeach. Let's say the money was needed for korbanos, okay? V'lohi spiko lahem, shuma salishka, right? But the funds collected for this were not enough. Motzinus and royal lahem mikachi bedek abayis. So they could actually take funds that were set aside for upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, right? Let's say, for instance, money that was set aside for repainting the walls, okay? You could take money set aside for that and then reapportion it towards money for korbanos. Aval im hutzuku lebedek abayis, v'lo matzu b'lishkas bedek abayis, davar masvik lahem. But let's say we needed money, there was a new building campaign for the Beis HaMikdash, we go into the lishka of funds that were set aside for upkeep of the temple, and turns out there's not enough. We can't take them from this money set aside for korbanos and use them for upkeep of the temple. Okay, that finishes Perek Beis, and I think we could do Perek Gimel also. Okay, continuing Erekin. Alecha Aleph. Hamarek has a pachos yiben esrim v'lo amad bedin ad shahaya yesar al esrim. Okay, now let's say someone made an erechin on somebody who was less than 20 years old. And then he doesn't get up to get evaluated until he's over 20, or the evaluation doesn't take place until he's over 20. Ain't a nosin ela erech pachas u'neshim, because remember, there's a price difference, right? So he's not chayv, the erechin that he gives to the mikdash is not the amount of what his age is now, but rather when he made the pledge. She'ena erech ela b'zman erech lo b'zman amad d'abedin, because the value of the erech is at the time it was done, and not at the time that he's actually getting evaluated. Right? So all the erechin that are explicitly mentioned in the Torah itself, so it's these amounts that were from the Torah, the marech, the person who makes the pledge, only does those amounts if he's wealthy. But if he's poor, and he's unable to pay the entire amount, he gives as much as he can. Even this one salah, v'niftar. So that's a very important point by Erechin. All the cases that Rama was talking about in Parak Aleph are all about someone who's wealthy. But if someone's poor, and let's say he's chayav to give 50 shkalim, right, for the erech that he made, if he doesn't have that money, he doesn't have to bring it. Even he brings as much as he possibly can. Halacha gimel. But how do we know that he has to give even if he only has one selah? So we learn from this idea of every erech is in Shekel HaKodesh that it can never be less than a selah and never more than chamishim. But let's say a guy, he's so destitute, he doesn't even have a selah in his possession. We don't take less than that amount. Okay. El Yishara Kol of Chov. Rather, what we say is that he has a debt that he owes to the temple. And if he becomes wealthy, then at that point, when he can afford it, he must pay off that debt. Now, let's say a guy's rich when he makes the pledge of an erech, but he becomes poor. Or let's say he made the erech when he was poor and then became rich. He's chayiv then in the erech asher, either way. Let's say he made the erech when he was poor, then he became rich, then he went back and became poor again. No sin erech ani. He'd only have to give the erech of a poor person. Halacha vav. Asher she'amar archi alai or erech poni. Let's say a rich man says, "This erech, I'm pledging my worth, okay, my erech." V'shama ani, and a poor person hears him. Amar mash amar ze'alai. whatever that guy said applies to me as well. Unfortunately, the Ani made a mistake here, and now he's obligated in the Erech and the Usher Mihaivan. Ava Ani Sheherech is Usher, but let's say an Ani makes an Erech of a wealthy person, Amar Erech Ze'alai, he says the Erech of this Usher is on me, then Eno Chayev, Elok Erech Ani. He's only obligated in the most he can give as an Ani, Shukafiya Shetasigado. Again, whatever he can afford as an Ani, that's what he's Chayev to bring. Lachazayin. So what exactly is the difference between a person who's on the hook for an Erech Ani and one who's on the hook for an Erech Asher, where the amount is fixed in the Torah? She'er chayev Erech Ani, right? Someone who's obligated in an Erech of an Ani, should lachol mimeno, okay, that he takes from this Ani, kol ma she'adam ha'seges, anything that he can afford, afilu sele'echa. Ve'acharach he'asher, and then let's say he becomes wealthy after that, since it was an Erech Ani, he doesn't have to then, if he became rich, pay off the difference. But if he was chayiv in an Erech Asher, in a wealthy man's Erech all along, Yishar Sha'erech Alav, then he would still be chayiv in the rest of the Erech, Ach Yashiv Yashim Erech Shalav, until he's able to pay off the entire Erech. Let's say a person says clearly in the Erech, Amar, Erkai Alai Chamishim Salaim. He says, I'm pledging the Erech of me, which is 50 Salaim, or Erech Tony Lai Shloshim Salaim. Salaim, Eino Nidom Behesa Yad. We do not use how much he can afford as our God. El Elokim Kol Nimsi Yadda. We take everything he has, the Ashar Lav Kov Ach Yashiv Yitain, and the rest he owes until he makes enough money to pay off the rest of the debt. Allah Hates, Vechain, HaOmer Demei Alai or Demei Poni Alai. Going back to Dumim now. If someone says, I pledge my worth, okay, Eino Nidom Behesek Yad. We don't apply this idea of whatever you can afford. Shecha Yabe Damim, because when someone makes a pledge of worth, Hare Pirshu Nidron, he's making his neder clear. Brehain Kamish Amar, as if someone said, Mana Alai Hekdesh. It's no different than someone saying, this $5 bill is Hekdesh. You Chai Vitim Mana Gamor, because he'd be Chai to give that actual mana to the base Samikdash. Lacha Yud, Aomer Hare Lai Erech Stam. Let's say a guy says, I'm pledging an Erech, but never qualifies what that is. Lopiresh, Einikim Afarish, Shlosh Ashkalav, Elidim Hesed Yadok Shar American. In this case, we don't say that he pledged the smallest amount, which is 3 shekels. Rather, we look at how much his value is, and based on his value, that's how we determine how much he has to give for his Erech. 1 second. Halachi Yudal, Fa'omer, Erech Alive. Someone says, I'm pledging my Erech, the Chaz of Armar Erech Alai. And then he says again, I'm pledging my Erech. Vayu biyado eser slayim. And he has in his hand, let's say, 10 coins. Vinasan tesha l'shnia. Okay, he gives 9 of the coins to the second Erech. The seller Rishona, but one seller, and that's the last one he has for the first Erech, yatsadei shteyan. He's yotsay both. She Erechin lav kichobo sein. Because Erechin are not to be confused with debts. Okay. Because even though everything that he has is really owed to the first Erechin, if he did the second one first, that's fine. But let's say he only gave 9 of the 10 for the first Erech, and then achas l'shnia, okay, and then 1 to the second, he's yotzei the second Erech, because when he gave the second Erech, he only had 1 coin left, he's no more to give. However, Yadei Rishonah L'Yatsa. But why? Because he could have given 10 for the first. When he gave them all, he could have given 10, but only gave 9. He didn't give everything he could have given. That's why the Erech Rishon remains for him until he gets wealthy and finishes it off. Okay, Lachiyud Beis. Ha'omer, Shnei Archei Alai. Let's say he says, I'm pledging 2 of my Erechin, but only possesses, but he only owns, only has a value of, to give, less than the 2. It's a question now, in nisbas l'shneim, okay? It's unclear whether he's chayiv in both of these, so to speak, if he owes both. So does he give half of each Erech, the yiftar, and he's done, or does he give 1 entire Erech, or does he give the entire amount that he can afford, for one. And the second Erech remained a debt to him. So the Rambam is unsure in such a case if a guy pledges to Erech and of himself, what he's actually chayiv in. Okay? Halacha Gimel. Hamafresh Erecho Odamav. Okay, let's say he specifies, let's say he sets aside his Erech or the money that he was going to give to the base of Mikdash. V'nignavu, let's say it gets stolen. O Avdo, he loses it. Afapi Shalom Amar Alai Chayev Achu Yusan Acha Gilad Gizbar. So even though he never actually said that, what do you call it, that I'm accepting responsibility on myself to keep an eye on this money until it gets to the base of Mikdash, Shenemar V'nasan Es Erecha Kla Bayamahu Kodesh Lashem. Harein Chulin Afapi Shifrishon Acha Gilidei Hagizbar. So it's a very important point. Even though there's a hekdesh here, even though this money is set aside, nonetheless, it's still considered non-hekdesh. It's considered a chulin, and therefore, until it gets to the actual gizbar, the account of the Beis HaMikdash, that's the status of the money. Until it gets there, it's still chulin, and therefore, he's off the hook. Okay, when it comes to, okay, so the obligations that are brought for erechin and for damin, Mimashchinan Osan. Okay, so the dudes in the Beis HaMikdash can go ahead and seize any collateral required, the Lokan and Baal Korchan, against the will of the person who made the pledge, Mashanidro, whatever they pledged. So in other words, let's say a guy pledged whatever, 50 shekels worth, they can go to the guy's house and take his, let's say, I don't know, 50 shekel worth dining room table and hold on to it as collateral. They're not trying to return it. They can forcibly sell what this guy owns, okay, from land or movable property, from clothing and silk, whatever it is, a bias, they could take payment from anything for bedek bias as promised. However, they won't sell the clothing of the guy's wife or his kids. Let's say clothing that was specifically dyed for him, or new shoes that was purchased for him. So too, if a person is makdish everything that he owns, it doesn't include these previous items Rambam just mentioned in the last bit of Halakha Yudal. Halakha Tezvav. So when a person pledges an erechin, okay, he's what do you call it? What is he doing there? He's giving all from his property. Okay. Let's say he makes a promise, an erechin, a pledge, and he doesn't have the means of going ahead and what it called paying it off. He doesn't have the currency. We take all property necessary. Okay. So what do we do? Okay. So, we can always leave him with, in other words, take all his property except for his tefillin, his shoes, right? A chair to sit on, a bed to lie on. Okay. So again, when it comes to, taking property that the guy owns to pay out the erech, the Beis HaMikdash could take everything except for these things. Let's say he's poor. Nosno mita umefeitz lichon alav. If he's poor, we give him a bed and a straw mat to sleep on. The noslo muslin shloshim yom, when we give him 30 days worth of food, or we leave 30 days worth of food for him, uksush shemus achodesh, lo levado, and clothing for 12 months. Avalo leishu levanov, right? But not for his wife and kids. Afi shuchai mizunosem uksusam. Ve noslo al uksusu riolo. We only give him the clothing necessary to make sure that he can still be a respected individual in society. Alakat zayin. Hayulav clay meshi ubegadin mushaven. Let's say he owns like silk clothing and clothing that's layered with gold. Ma'avir no samala, we take them from him. Okay, even those look so surreal ish kimoso. I mean, give him back an amount of for a shirt that's appropriate for him. L'chol, right? Avalolo shabbos of yom tov. We don't for give him clothing that's nice for shav yom tov, just the regular clothing he would wear during the week. Allah yitzayin. Let's say he's a specific craftsman, like a what do you call it? Like a blacksmith. We give him two types of clothing, what do you call it, for whatever he does. Let's say he is a carpenter. So we give him basically two saws and two like things to smooth smoothers. Okay. Let's say he has many tools of one type. Umu'atim and Shani, but fewer of the second type. Aimokam in Ruba, we don't sell from the majority, but local moment of ox. Elan Nosimlo Shne Kalim in the Ruben. Rather, what we do is we give him two Kalim from those which he has a lot of. We give. The Kol Sheish Lom Minimat, right? And also those which he possesses a small amount of. Allah Yirches, Haya Chamar Ikar. Let's say he drives donkeys or he's a farmer. Ain Nosimlo Behemto. So we don't leave him his animals. Afagav Shen Lomazono Salimena. Even though that's his livelihood, doesn't matter. We take the animals. Haya Safan, right? Let's say he is a sailor. We don't let him hold on to his boat. Rather, we sell it to pay off the erech. Allah Yotes. Hayu benechasin behema b'avadim u'marglios. Okay. Let's say among his property he has animals and servants and jewels. Okay. Ragu atagrin. Okay. And what happens? The evaluators come along. Im yilkach le'evedzek sus b'shloshim m'shabeach humea. Okay. Let's say they come along and say, if clothing that's worth around 30 was purchased for this eved, his value will increase by 100. Uparazos, and these evaluators come along and say for this cow, im yamtinu ba le'atlus m'shabeach hazasara. If we wait to sell this cow for a little while, his value will go up when you sell it for meat. Umargalis zu, this jewelry, im malino salamakam ploni, right? If we go ahead and take it to this certain area, tishva mamon rav, it'll become worth even more. The kan inishav elamat, but here, where it is right now, it's not worth as much. Ain't shovel them, we don't listen to them. Elakatsan osrin, what do we do instead? We sell everything as is. Kamashu nemar, v'natsanis erkecha b'yamahu kodesh Hashem, just like it says in the Torah. The rabbos include kol davar shehekdesh im efrachas in osan, v'mamtinibo l'shuk, l'mulichin osan v'makal mokam. We don't go ahead and take this stuff to a different market. We don't look at other ways of evaluating it. We deal with where we are at that time. Eim hekdesh el makomo v'shaita. When it comes to evaluating hekdesh, we go based on that place and that time. And finally, l'chachav medvar morim v'metatlo avadim. This only applies to movable property and servants. Of Al-Karkos, when it comes to land, machriz alam shishim yom. We announce that there's a sale of this land for 60 days, Ritzuvim Boker Be'erah for 60 days straight, and then we wait for bids to come in, and then we sell the land. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up Perek Daled tomorrow.